Labor Day weekend, of course, marks the symbolic end of summer, so it is time for a post-mortem on the summer blockbuster season.
Hollywood saw its share of flops in 2013. The Lone Ranger, RIPD, and Pacific Rim each lost more than $90 million domestically. And White House Down and After Earth each lost more than $70 million. Low-budget comedy and horror like The Heat and The Conjuring turned higher profits than big-budget reboots like Fast 6, Man of Steel, and Star Trek. While anime features landed two of the top four with Despicable Me 2 and Monsters University. Perhaps most telling, the year's top-grossing film, Iron Man 3, still doesn't crack the all-time top 100 if you adjust for inflation. Were Spielberg and Lucas right that the studio system is collapsing into a future of video on demand? I prefer to call it movie-making democracy, as Coppola dreamt long ago.
The great hope is that people who normally wouldn't make movies are going to be making them. One day, some little fat girl in Ohio is going to be the new Mozart, make a beautiful film with her little father's camera recorder, and for once the so-called professionalism will be destroyed forever and it'll really become an art form.
With your ticket to the movies, I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley.